Hey, Ayel, you wouldn't happen to know what the space weather is like today, would you?
Well, Don, the sky looks pretty clear to me, but I heard it might rain later.
Not the regular weather, the space weather. I'm talking about conditions in near-Earth space, where astronauts and satellites spend time.
Sounds more exciting than a light spring shower.
It can be. Usually changes in space weather are caused by external factors, such as the sun. The sun is constantly sending out millions of high-energy particles in what we call the solar wind. When this solar wind reaches Earth's magnetosphere, the protective magnetic sphere surrounding the planet, most of the particles bounce away, but some manage to end up in near-Earth space.
What happens then?
Sometimes those particles, along with the electromagnetic energy that tags along, can cause auroras. Other times, they cause problems for our orbiting satellites or even damage power grids down on Earth.
So is the sun the only thing that can do funny things to space weather?
Nope. Actually, recently declassified documents about nuclear tests during the Cold War era show that human activity can impact it just as much. In some of these tests, bombs exploded in the sky sent out huge fireballs of plasma that distorted Earth's magnetic field lines. Other tests created artificial radiation belts, which are belts of charged particles that Earth's magnetic fields hold in place. One test even created an artificial aurora over Western Samoa, especially strange since usually we only see auroras at the poles.
And here I was thinking we couldn't control the weather.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.